Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about home prices. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. Once again, housing in the news. And we've been tracking, you know, the housing market. We always do in our office. It's a big part of our day-to-day conversations with a lot of different people. We're in the housing business. So it's interesting right now. So you and I have talked about this, Danielle. I think we knew that this day was going to come, that there would be a reduction or a shrinkage in values in San Diego.
And I believe, you know, it's been happening for some time. I want to say even as early as June, possibly even earlier, we've started to see this kind of pullback of buyers in the market. And, you know, I had friends that were looking for homes, and one of my friends had stopped looking because, you know, it just, at the time, it was just really impossible. People were overpaying a lot when interest rates were low, and now as interest rates climb, it's been taking a little bit of time for that adjustment to happen, where prices are decreasing, but they are starting to show some slowdown, which is evident. It has to happen, right? Because value just isn't based on price, and I think that's the big thing that is coming out of this is value has a lot to do with how you can finance.
Right. And what's the cost of debt?
Exactly.
You know, and like everything, you know, we've also seen a massive increase in valuations over the last 2 years. I mean, you and I remember we did a podcast not too long ago, and we were talking about how prices at that time had increased by 30% or some crazy number on a year-over-year basis, or maybe over a two-year basis. So this information that we're getting today, the facts are is that we have had interest rate increases. Prices are starting to, we should call it, deflate a little bit. But year-over-year, they're still up 9% on the year. So this isn't like a doom and gloom thing, but I do think, and we were talking about this yesterday when we started talking about this as a possible podcast topic, is that, you know, I said to you, I think this is going to be a very slow and steady deflation.
Right.
And if you look at the other thing that you have to look at is, you know, for the last year, like your friend who got out of the market, and I remember you working with her, and we've had several clients that have like sidelined right now because, you know, the people that are professional buyers or they're in the real estate business on a day in, day out basis, they recognize these things, you know, changes in the market when you see prices becoming really frothy and, you know, people making offers that are ridiculously high over asking. Part of it is it's been a lack of inventory. Part of it is there's been a slowdown in construction over, let's say, you know, there's a couple of different schools of thought on that. Some people would go back as far as 2008 and say that inventory has never really caught up from that point. Others would say that, you know, there hasn't been the same amount of demand for new construction as there has been in just existing inventory. And so the new construction never really got ramped up because the debt kind of changed on it and other things. So there's complex reasons for a lot of this, but at the end of the day, it does come down to inventory too. And we have had a very thin inventory relative to like normal times. So
yeah, it comes down to inventory. I also think that, you know, despite what's going on in the market, San Diego is still a very desirable place to live.
Yeah.
But prices are adjusting, and you're going to see, I think you're going to see way more adjustments happening in the market. There are still going to be those buyers, and I think that this is kind of the school of thought for a lot of people that I know is that if you have cash, you're even waiting a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because if you have cash and you're going to pay for something in cash, you could possibly get a deal in a little bit. So you still have those, what I think is an influx of holdouts. So people waiting for this to happen. And they've been waiting for a while for this to happen, a long time actually, since 2000, 15, 16, 17, you know, when people started kind of waiting for the next recession to happen.
Right.
And now that it's, you know, I don't think a recession is happening. I just think that there is an adjustment happening. But I think that that's one reason why you're also not seeing necessarily huge price. You're seeing still a growth in home prices because there is still people with a lot of cash out there wanting to get into things. So San Diego still being a desirable place, you've got lack of inventory. Yes, you do have increasing interest rates, which puts, you know, kind of a cap on what people can afford to buy, but you also still have a lot of cash in the market. So I think that's where we are currently.
Yeah, I mean, and I also think that, you know, right now when you're looking at the, you know, some of the numbers, so they're saying that the median home price was $800,000, and that was down from a peak of $850,000 in May. So, and they're saying that that median price is still up 9.5% on the year. I think the big thing that people are seeing right now, if you're out in the market or if you're looking at inventory, is things are staying on the market longer, right? And so that's something that is a bit unusual because in the first half of the year, we were seeing things that were trading in a matter of days. And so interest rates have definitely had a big effect on how long things are sitting. I think what people are waiting for and what might be somewhat disappointing about what we're seeing in the market and what Danielle's saying is it goes back to desirability too. So if people have money, they're going to buy. If they want to live in a certain area, California is one of those weird places where, you know, there is so much money that is sloshing around in our market that if something comes up and it's a desirable property in a desirable location, i.e. Coronado, La Jolla, Del Mar, Solana Beach, Encinitas, you know, all of these beautiful areas that we have in San Diego, you know, people are just like, you know, I'm not really affected by rates. I'm not really thinking about that. I just want what I want.
Well, and that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I mean, but those people that have that much cash tend to not want to overpay for things.
That's
either.
Right. That's right.
So they are holding out a little bit.
And we are, but we haven't seen that price erosion yet where between rates and price, there hasn't been like a 10 or a 15 or a 20% adjustment.
No.
And I'm not sure if that's going to come very fast. Maybe this time next year we're talking, we're like, wow, I can't believe it. The error let out of the balloon over a slow period, like I'm kind of predicting, and prices have adjusted 20%. But I do look at all of the deals where people were paying over asking. And if you paid over ask on a deal over the last 6 months, that was not a smart move. Because now you're in a situation where you're really going to get hit. And so whatever that value was or whatever that...
Well, and I think I want to preface this. It wasn't like if you're buying your first home, if you're buying a home, you're not there to time the market, right? Like that's not the point. So you didn't make a bad decision to buy your home.
Well,
you made a decision based on timing that you were in. And hopefully...
Insofar as you don't need to sell it.
Well, and hopefully if you're buying a home, your first home, you're not going to be in it. You're not going to try to get out of it in 2 or 3 years. You're going to be in it for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, right?
Hopefully.
So the idea is that, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer and you just bought a home, don't worry about it. You're going to be okay, assuming you can afford it. But, you know, if you are someone who is trying to make this an investment, you might have maybe timed the market badly.
Right. My point is that, you know, you have to be careful when the market gets frothy and you start making emotional decisions where you're offering well over ask and, you know, you just don't know what can happen in the market. So you have to be disciplined when you're buying.
I agree. I think that to that point, though, I think there are two different types of buyers in this market. There are buyers that are buying to live in and to create families in, and they're not looking at it from an investment standpoint
right,
as much
I
as
agree.
They're looking at it from...
Yeah, as a long-term hold and as their home.
Yeah, exactly. It's
right.
A place to live in for a long term.
Right.
And I think that for those buyers...
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I do think for your investors, this is a really hard time to buy.
Yeah.
And we have quite a few investors looking right now, and it's tough because you're right. You want to make sure that you're buying correctly.
Yeah.
But it just kind of depends on what side of that line you're on, and also,
yeah.
if you are someone who can actually, like, in the worst of times, still afford your mortgage.
Yeah.
And that's with interest rates the way they are. I think interest rates will go back down, so refinancing will be an option for a lot of people.
I think that will happen at some point in time. They're always used as a mechanism to manipulate, you know, economic growth and stimulus and things like that. So you never know. I think right now the expectation is they're going to continue to climb over at least the balance of this year. So the September Fed meeting, the prediction is that we'll have another, you know, another half a point move. And so we'll see where this goes. But at the end of the day, we're seeing price erosion. We're not seeing it's not like we're seeing tons of price reductions, though, out in the market. We're seeing them, but not as much as I thought.
Well, and here's something to me that's a little bit crazy, is that we're seeing this article that we're going to – I'll put in a link to, even though we're just really basically referencing this, is about the single-family home market. But at the investment market, you're still seeing things trade, especially for multifamily, in like the 3-cap range.
Yes.
So – it's a weird time, because even though you're seeing you're seeing price reductions in single family, I feel like the investment market is actually kind of slower on the uptake on this.
I know, and it's weird. And the other thing is too, you know, you just heard a phone call with an investor client of ours that was scaling a deal and talking about agency debt quotes at 4.8% for an apartment building. So it's like, I mean, it's weird that caps are still, you know, sub 4. I don't understand the negative leverage that people are looking at. But at the end of the day, with residential, with this, the interest rates, there is going to be – look, it's always a slow process, right? You know, I was talking to you before, and I'm like, hey, this is like a giant ship that drops anchor, and it coasts for 6 months, you know, before it hits the pier, you know. And I think that that's what we're going to see. I think in the first quarter of 2023 – we'll probably see different pricing. So those that are selling now will price according to what values are. Remember, things are still going to have to appraise, and you're going to have to look at what things are trading for. So right now, it's going to be the pain of people having to make adjustments, and nobody wants to be the first guy in to make too big of an adjustment. So everyone's trying to watch the other guy to see, like, well, what's Danielle going to do? How much is she going to lower her price, you know?
Well, and no one likes to think that they missed out, and I think there's a lot of sellers out there that...
I mean, we were just laughing this week about a deal in Coronado that we've been, you know, kind of tracking and looking at, and different pricing in that market. And, you know, we're seeing $2,000 price reductions on, you know, $2.5 million purchases.
Right.
So,
that's Coronado.
Yeah, I know. But still, people are being very careful about how much they want to give up, or how much they want to admit the reality of what's really happening.
Well,
right. That's the other thing.
And in a market like Coronado, there is so much, and I don't mean this in a necessarily bad way, but it's going to sound like it, and like ego between the brokers. They don't want to, no one in Coronado wants to admit that their property value just went down.
Right. And they don't want to have to go back and explain to the seller that they mispriced the real estate. You know?
But everyone in Coronado, I mean, everyone who owns a home right now doesn't want to admit that their home 6 months ago was worth more than it was now.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
You know.
So I think
we'll
see, but we are definitely going to see we're going to come into a slower season. This is interesting. Over the last couple of years, you and I have always seemed to done these different housing podcasts that are centered around the spring or coming into the fall. The fall over the last couple of years was just absolutely on fire. So this is going to feel like a more normal selling season, where you're going to see probably less inventory, more pullback in pricing. Those that didn't make it, you know, selling in the summer, you're going to see price reductions coming up. The question is how much and what's going to happen, and what are we looking at, you know, after September, October, November. So
exactly.
We'll continue to track this. Thanks for listening today. This is the Southern California Real Estate Report.